Did you know that Queen Charlotte's favourite drug was snuff? In the latest Bridgerton series, we see Queen Charlotte actually taking snuff. And this was apparently something that she was completely addicted to. And she actually got a nickname as Snuffy Charlotte as a result. So what is snuff? Snuff is powdered tobacco mixed with aromatics, and it comes in small boxes which people would then put out onto their hands or directly into their nose or off a spoon and snort it straight up their nose. Throughout the 18th century and then early 19th century, snuff was incredibly popular amongst the elite. Queen Charlotte actually took it because she thought that it helped with her terrible headaches that she got throughout her life. Queen Charlotte apparently took it for her terrible headaches, but of course it became incredibly addictive. It is said that Queen Charlotte's favourite blend of snuff was Violet Strasbourg, which was a mixture of many different things, including bitter almonds, and she augmented this with a spoonful of green tea every morning. So because the Queen enjoyed this, it became very popular amongst the aristocracy and amongst the elite, particularly for women. And these gorgeous snuff boxes were created to keep the powdered tobacco in. This one is thought to have belonged to Queen Charlotte, and she later gave it to her daughter, Princess Sophie. You can see how amazing this is. So made from amethyst, and it's got gold mounts. It's got these amazing diamonds and rubies. And Charlotte loved to collect these pretty boxes, and at her death, she had over 90 in her collection. Unfortunately, most of those were dispersed and sold, but I've come across this beautiful one in the V&A, and just look how exquisite that is. It's absolutely beautiful. By the way, if you're interested in Queen Charlotte's life, I've done a whole series on this, which lasted half an hour long, and you can get it by clicking on the link here or going to my profile. Queen Charlotte also liked to commission these and gift them to people. This one was a particular gift, and I think it's gorgeous. And if we look inside, it's inscribed saying it's been given from Queen Charlotte to Colonel Hawker. Snuff could be taken at any time of the day because you could just carry around that cute little box. And here we see two ladies and a gentleman taking snuff with their tea. If I just zoom in there, you can see the gentleman is offering the lady some snuff, which he's taking. The only trouble with Queen Charlotte taking snuff is that she did become incredibly addicted, so much so that, as I mentioned at the start, her nickname was either Old Snuffy or Queen Snuffy. And here we see a caricature of her taking snuff again. And King George, her husband, didn't actually share in this habit. In fact, when they were newly married, she encouraged him to take some to try it because he never had. But it was said to have made him sneeze prodigiously, and so he didn't take it again.